At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. T.C. Broadnax this morning begins his first day as Dallas City Manager. He'll oversee an annual budget of $3 billion and run a city with 1.3 million residents. Broadnax will have a lot on his plate, though. There's a major bond election in the fall, a struggling police and fire pension system, crumbling streets, and he still has to hire a police chief. But he told KERA he's up for the challenge.
I think it's a great time to really come in and help set the table and move the city forward. And I'm looking forward to getting here and working with the mayor and council, as well as the community, to really dig in and do some great things.
Broadnax was credited with fixing big budget deficits as city manager in Tacoma, Washington. He said his top priorities for Dallas will be the bond election, the budget, housing, and animal services. Refugee Services of Texas says federal officials have granted waivers to 872 refugees. KERA Stella Chavez says that'll allow them to enter the U.S. this week.
The refugees are not from the seven countries temporarily banned under President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. The resettlement agency says the refugees were already in transit and had been cleared before the travel ban took effect. Of the 800-plus refugees being admitted, 55 of them are arriving in Texas. They come from the countries Afghanistan, Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo, Eritrea, and Rwanda. More than 2,100 refugees had been scheduled to arrive in the U.S. this week, but nearly half of them were denied resettlement. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Refugee Services of Texas says tomorrow's the last day refugees will arrive. Trump's order will suspend the program for 120 days. The State Board of Education today will discuss and vote on potential amendments to science standards. Among the most controversial, removing creationist language from high school lessons on evolution. The Texas Tribune reports the board heard testimony yesterday from teachers and scientists. Some wanted to keep the current standards. Others said the current standards don't give students foundational science skills needed for college. Board members will take a final vote on the science standards in April. Now to Breakthroughs, where we cover the latest in health science and technology. Today, a look at the connection between being busy and the brain. Rushing from task to task and packing our schedules may not seem healthy, but a new study in Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience suggests otherwise. Lauren Silverman caught up with the lead researchers at the 5th Annual Dallas Aging and Cognition Conference.
Denise Park knows what it's like to be busy.
I designed the busyness survey when I was a single mother with two teenage children and was a professor at the University of Michigan.
What she didn't know was what all that sprinting from class to pick up kids, to the grocery, to doctors, what all of that was doing to her brain, to memory in particular.
And there's a remarkable absence of work on the effects of busyness on cognition and even on quality of life. And given that that's all we all talk about, I'm so busy, it seems surprising to us that there was just a dearth of information in the literature.
Maybe we're too busy to study it.
Could be.
So Park, a neuroscientist at the University of Texas at Dallas, worked with postdoctoral researcher Sarah Festini on a study. They rounded up more than 300 people to find out about the connection between busyness and the brain. Here's Festini.
And they completed a large battery of cognitive tests where they were asked to do different things in the lab, like memorize words, do things like reasoning, looking at patterns. And then we also gave them this questionnaire that asked how busy they were on a daily basis.
And what'd they find?
We're seeing that people that report having a lot of things to do, have busy lives, tend to do better on tasks of memory, tasks of reasoning.
This is a bit surprising because Festini and Park thought people who were chronically busy and stressed might have poor cognitive performance, particularly worse memory. See, stress hormones, like cortisol, aren't good for memory. And stress and busyness, they often go hand in hand.
But it appears the benefits of being extremely busy and engaged outweigh the negative effects.
Neither Park nor Festini are saying if you stay busy, you'll automatically be mentally sharp. Remember, their study shows correlation, not causation. They'll need to do more research to determine whether being busy actually boosts the brain or whether people with better memory tend to just stay busier. And Festini points out people who are really busy often do worse on prospective memory tasks, remembering to do things in the future, like going to the doctors or taking medication.
Yeah, so I think that it's really going to be important to study busyness and stress within the same individuals. I would think that the optimal relationship would be to be engaged and busy, but not having an extreme level of stress, because we know that stress can be very detrimental to the brain.
So Festini is trying not to get stressed while staying busy with research. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
And finally, we remember the man behind an iconic Texas treat. If you've ever had a Fletcher's Corny Dog at the State Fair of Texas, you can thank Skip Fletcher. He led the family operation for decades. KERA's Eric Austin reports Fletcher died yesterday at the age of 82.
Skip Fletcher called himself the Corny Dog King, and the Corny Dog is the king of fried foods at the State Fair of Texas. In 1942, Skip Fletcher's dad and uncle created the fried food sensation. When they died, Skip carried on the family tradition. Each fall at the fair, hungry fairgoers devour hundreds of thousands of corny dogs. Famous people have sampled them too, including Julia Child, Mikhail Gorbachev, and Oprah Winfrey. Fletcher was outgoing and cracked lots of jokes at the fair. He wore corny dog bling, like a gold corny dog earring, and a corny dog necklace. Fletcher was in charge of quality control. He ate nearly 50 corny dogs during each fair. His doctor once told him to reduce his salt intake, so he tried to only take bites. Fletcher admitted that was a challenge. He just couldn't stop eating his beloved corny dog. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Sunny skies and a high of 75 in the forecast for today. Temperatures will drop to 48 overnight. Tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of rain, cooler too, with a high of 53. It's 56 degrees now in Dallas, 53 in Fort Worth.